TSA will begin using advanced imaging technology at the Juneau International Airport on January 23rd. Transportation Security Administration officials demonstrated the newly installed machine Thursday.
I want to make sure you take everything out of your pockets.
Like current machines, passengers must take off their shoes, belts, coats, and unload their pockets, and all of it will go through the standard security X-ray. Then the person walks into the circular unit and is told to raise arms above the head. The TSA officer presses a pink or blue button, depending on the gender.
You'll face this direction, look at the photo on the wall, assume that stance, hold it until I ask you to release it. Go ahead and release. Step this way.
To demonstrate the unit, TSA employees role-played passengers for the media. The officers are already going through training to learn how to use the Advanced Imaging Technology Unit and automated target response software. Lori Dankers is Alaska TSA spokeswoman.
The units at this airport use what is called millimeter wave technology, which bounces harmless electromagnetic waves, essentially radio waves, off of the body during the screening process. This is not an X-ray.
The results are real time, and the passenger sees it at the same time as the TSA officer. The computer-generated outline of a person on the screen is identical for all passengers. No body parts can be seen.
So if a person has had a hip replacement or knee implants of some sort, it won't detect that because it's only looking at items on the outside of the body.
If the underwear bomber is carrying explosives in his shorts, the package will show up as a yellow image on the screen, and the officer would follow up with a targeted pat-down.
It's not the machine's job to tell us what the item is. It's just to cue us that there's something that needs to be followed up on. And so it's not going to look different for one item over another.
Advanced imaging technology is already in use at Anchorage and Fairbanks airports and will be installed in Ketchikan at the end of the month. More than 540 AIT units are in airports across the U.S. There are other types of full-body X-ray scans used at other airports, including Seattle. Federal Security Director for Southeast Alaska Ray Culbreth says the machines will not displace any TSA officers. Juneau currently has 54. In addition to being the capital city and Alaska's gateway city, Juneau and Ketchikan have been selected for advanced imaging technology due to the high volume of tourists that come through their airports every summer, Culbreth says. For example, in Juneau,
this time of the year, we're averaging between 650 and 750 passengers a day. And during the summer months, that more than triples.
He says an average of 275,000 passengers depart from the Juneau International Airport every year.